Hey everyone, thanks so much for tuning into my podcast today. Really appreciate you taking the time to listen. As always, it's fun to see that, you know, my podcast has grown over the past year. It's towards the end of the year. I think I'm recording this on December 18th, and you know how the year works. In about 2 weeks, it's going to be 2024. So really appreciate you, you know, being such a great audience and being so supportive. You know, obviously want to get a lot more followers and a lot more reviews, but really appreciate, you know, all those taking the time to listen to this, because you're taking time out of your day and out of your life, and you're listening to what I have to say. And I think that really means a lot to me. I think a lot of things that I've been going through in the past year is a lot of self-reflection in a lot of different ways. I think when I talk on this podcast, it correlates a lot. The things I talk about on this podcast correlates a lot with what I see and what I go through in life. One of the things I want to do better in the new year, or as soon as possible, is to bring more guests onto this podcast. I've asked a few people. A few people have been busy. I would like to ask some more people. So if anyone's out there listening and wants to become a guest or knows an interesting guest, let me know. I've thought about potentially reaching out to higher profile guests, but I think I should start with my network and start to come up with more enticing episodes with interesting people alongside, you know, me in conversation, and then kind of show other people that I can interview people and I can have conversations with them. So that's one of my goals, I think. And another one is to do more public speaking. You know, I've been very focused on my podcast and my Instagram videos, and I've seen a pretty good growth there, but I'd really like to do more motivational speaking. So that's something that I'm trying to get into as well. I'm trying to connect with some people who have experience with that and try to learn how to get into that. So hopefully I'll be able to do that. I think podcasting has been a really great way for me to start doing that, start coming up with ideas for public speaking, start getting comfortable with speaking to an audience and bettering my vocabulary and my way of speaking. I'm not perfect at it all. I sometimes slip up. I sometimes say the wrong words. I sometimes say too much or like. You know, I'm human. I've grown up in a generation where talking is not a very big thing. Texting is much bigger. That's something that I'll get into a little bit later. But it's something that takes time to get right, right? It's like riding a bike. It's like reading. Public speaking is something that you can, as an individual, garner a better skill at, or you can become better at public speaking, but you need to put time into it. You need to take time to speak with new people, to interact in different ways, to have opportunities to speak long form instead of short form. So this is a great way for me to do so. But I think that actually is a really good shift, helps me shift into the conversation I wanted to talk to you about today. And that's, I think, not just dealing with people, but I find myself as a single person having more and more doubts and like self-reflection when it comes to dating. I think that the dating world, and I was listening to a podcast recently, has really changed in a lot of ways. You know, in the past, before phones and the internet and dating apps and things like that, people would just meet naturally, right? You may not have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, whatever you prefer, for a long period of time until you really met someone. But now the world is yours in a way. You have an opportunity to meet hundreds of thousands of people, if not tens of thousands of people, you know, from the comfort of your phone, wherever you are. You can sit in your bed and you can meet the love of your life. You don't know, right? So you don't have to go out and you don't have to have that kind of chance dating situation. But that means you also have a lot more competition, in the sense that, you know, if someone's attractive or someone has a good profile, they're probably getting hundreds of thousands of likes and you're just a message in their inbox. You're not really making an impact. So for me, I've been doing the dating apps for, you know, since I was 18, really, almost, you know, 6-7 years. It's something that I've just grown up on. I've met people in real life. I've met people online. I've dated people on both ends. And I think both are really difficult in a lot of ways. Just with in-person dating, you know, it's difficult like it used to be before the internet. But it's also difficult because people are have less of an attention span. So it's more of a, like, you need to give more of a push. And then on the online dating thing, it's just, again, like, you have so much choice. And I think, genuinely, people become overwhelmed. I definitely think there are some people out there who may, you know, be a little bit too picky. Like, I'm sometimes too picky, but, like, picky to the extent where if someone's not a good fit, they won't say anything. They'll just, like, ignore them. And, you know, I think it's human nature to not really like confrontation. I think I've seen that a lot also in my life with friends or colleagues or prospects that I work with. People don't really like confrontation. They don't like awkward situations. So some people find it very hard to say, tell someone like, hey, like, I'm not interested in you, or I don't want to be friends with you, I don't want to work with you. Those kind of conversations are very awkward because most people don't want to make people feel bad, right? So while ghosting, in whatever sense it is really hurtful. Like, it's like I've had it done to me, and I've probably done it to other people unknowingly. And I realize how hurtful it can be because it really makes you feel like, I'm using like a lot, but it makes you feel like you are not worth the person's time. And if it happens a lot, you feel like you're not worth anyone's time. And over time, it can really dig deep into you. So I think ghosting is done by good people with good intentions, but they go awry. And I say that because a person who does ghost someone or does cut someone off either doesn't like the person at all. That's number one. That's obvious. Or number two, they like the person to the extent that they don't necessarily want to tell them that they don't like them that way. Like, they respect the person, but they don't really want to have an awkward situation saying like, hey, I don't want to spend time with you. Hey, I don't really want to talk to you. And, you know, I think the negative side of me is like, you know, F these people. These people are awful people. But the positive side of me says, you know, maybe that's actually a respectful way. But maybe it's nicer just to know that's the case, or instead of just someone being led on that they did something wrong. I think that's like the worst feeling as well, is that you are let down in life by someone. And you don't know what you did wrong. It's like when you get an exam back, if you failed the exam, you have the marks. You say, okay, you got this one wrong, you got this one wrong. But like when it happens in life, it's really painful. And a lot of people tell you when you talk about this pain to just focus on yourself, focus on what you're doing. You know, people love you. And like, I know they do. I know I have people who care about me. I know I need to focus on myself. But that doesn't mean that it doesn't hurt. And I think as a man, you have to sometimes kind of swallow your feelings and your pain. But, excuse me, I find it very powerful to talk about the pain one has. You know, I've spoken about a lot of things that I've gone through in my life on this podcast. And I think that has really helped me become a better person overall, as well as a more loving person to the world and to myself, because I've gotten my thoughts out. So I could tell you up front that one of the emotions and pains that I've experienced in my young adult life into, you know, I guess mid-adult, like, I'm not mid, I'm 25, so I'm like lower, like higher end of a young adult life, is just feeling accepted, feeling wanted, and feeling loved. And by all means, I know people love me. I know my family loves me. I know I have good friends, and people do care about me. That's why I'm not sitting here crying all the time. I'm not negative about myself. I'm actually very positive about myself and very confident about myself. However, there are moments where I come into situations, whether it be with a friend or someone on a dating app or even on a date, where it doesn't work out and there's no really reason about it. And sometimes there is a reason about it, and it hurts. It hurts. And it's not that person's fault. I want to make it clear that I'm not against people not liking me and people not wanting to spend time with me or care about me or love me. I don't mind. It's their life. I shouldn't expect it from people. I think I've said that several times in my podcast as well. One should not expect someone else's love and attention, right? That's a gift. You need to give yourself love and attention before anything else. But if you care about someone or you want to try to start caring about someone, like start a relationship or go on more dates with a person or strengthen friendship or make a relationship work, it hurts when they don't want it, when you feel like there can be something and you feel like you've done everything you can. And I've only experienced this a lot. I've experienced a lot of this a lot for some reason in the past 3 years, where people who I thought loved me and cared about me and who I still care about and still, you know, love, friends and love and you know, relationships, didn't actually care or love me as much as I think they did. And I think that's the most painful thing. When you think someone cares about you and loves you, and they turn around one day and say, hey, I don't feel this way about you. And when you feel that, when you hear that and experience that, you really realize that you are essentially alone in this life, to the extent of you being the only one who unconditionally love you for who you are. It doesn't mean that you have to love every part of yourself, because there are parts probably that you can improve. And it doesn't mean that you can't say to yourself, hey, maybe I did something wrong, or maybe I need to change something about myself that's negative into a positive, so that person may, you know, like me, or I don't mess something up in the future, right? Because like, I've been in friendships where I maybe was not the best boyfriend or friend, right? Maybe I wasn't the best. And I wasn't. I realized that. And I think I spoke about this a couple months ago on my podcast, if not a year ago. I am not perfect in those relationships. Like, I have a lot of faults. But it's so, so hard when you're stuck just listening to the person and them walking away and you not having the opportunity to say like, hey, I hear you, I agree with you, I want to make this work. Because they don't want to give you the time. They don't want to, not the benefit of the doubt, but they don't want to listen to you. And I think that really hurts. And I don't know if I've done this to people in my life. I don't know. I sometimes sit down with myself and I reflect on the people I've talked to, the people I've texted in the past, you know, year. Have I responded to texts? Have I taken care of people who I care about and who care about me? And I'm not perfect. I probably messed up a few times. But seeing and feeling how this is when it happens makes me really, you know, reflect on my actions. And I think that's another learning lesson I'd like to give you guys, hopefully, because I've been learning it, is that if you see something happening to you, don't do it to the next person, right? The saying goes, hurt people hurt people. Hurt people hurt people. So people who are hurting hurt other people because they're in pain. It's often said that people who bully others are bullied themselves or are upset about themselves. So for me, I want to turn that around and say, that's true, because if something's done wrong to me, I'm not going to do that wrong thing to another person. Now, it's very easy to just say that, right? It's very easy to just say that, but it's much harder to put into action, because sometimes our actions are not something that's straight in our face. Maybe we do something that we think goes down one way, but it goes down another way. And that's why it's important to reflect in life. That's why it's important to ask yourself and even ask others, have I treated you well recently? Have I done anything wrong? And, you know, I'm very honest as well. So I've told a lot of people in my life that have hurt me, that they've hurt me. And I think it's important too, because hopefully they won't do this to another person, or, you know, intentionally do this to another person, because I think a lot of times people do it unintentionally. But also I try to take a deep breath and I try to realize that I'm not in their shoes, and I don't know what they've experienced or what they're experiencing or what they're thinking. They may say to themselves, hey, I'm not a good friend to you. I want to cut you off because I don't want to be bad to you. I don't want to be in a relationship with you because I'm not in a good state myself. I need to fix myself. I don't think we make a good match. And those things are totally normal. And I think, you know, life is complicated, and I've learned to respect those things. I don't want to force things. But I think the most painful thing is when an individual doesn't let you know what's wrong, leads you on, and just like makes you sit outside in the cold. And I think that's something that, like, I don't know why I feel so strongly about, but I just find it so painful and so weird. And I just, again, I don't know. I just really, really hope that, you know, it's not something that people aspire to do. And, you know, if someone's interested in you, great. If they're not interested in you, great. But don't act as if you're interested in being friends or being in a relationship and then just let the person sit outside in the cold. It's painful. And that's hard for me to say because I'm a very big believer in that every single person should be focusing on their path. But I've also realized as I've, you know, thought through this, we're humans. We're social creatures. Humans are social creatures. We need companionship. We need acceptance. We need love. And everyone online and in books say, like, yeah, self-acceptance, focus on yourself, blah, blah, blah. And 100%, I totally agree with you. The only motivation you're going to get in life is from within yourself. The only success that you're going to have in life and the only happiness in your life is going to come within yourself first. And I can tell you, I'm happy. I feel happy. I feel motivated. I feel healthy. But that doesn't mean that I don't have feelings and I don't feel pain that comes from dealing with others in life. And I think that if you are amongst people who say that they don't have any emotions, that people don't hurt them, they're not telling you the truth. Because people will hurt you. People have hurt me. People have probably hurt you as well. And that's life, right? We need to accept that is part of life, right? I think I said this on another podcast that your life is your life and their life is their life. Their life does not revolve around you and your life does not revolve around them. Anything, any interaction between you two is a gift. But that doesn't mean that you can't get hurt by people because, listen, human beings are social, or at least most of them are, right? They need connection. You could go sit in a room for the rest of your life, but, you know, there's no fulfillment. Relationships are fulfilling. Friendships, you know, relationships in marriage and work, you know, all those things are fulfilling. You know, we like being around people. We like, you know, interacting. So it's totally normal that people hurt you. But I think it's important for us, and I tell this to myself as well, to realize that you can control the extent that people hurt you. Because for me, for example, I was really hurt by you know, my ex. You know, I had a very bad breakup. You know, I don't think she's a bad person, but just how it happened really hurt me. And for the past, you know, year or two, I've had friends who have just cut me off for no reason, and I still don't know why. You know, those things are really hard, right? Like, when I think deeply about it, it's painful. I look at myself and I say, am I good enough? Did I do something wrong? Did I do something to deserve this? What did I do? And I think for us as individuals, it's very hard to look away from pain, right? It's hard to just look away. And I think I spoke about this in my podcast as well. I lost a childhood friend, you know, from in an attack in Israel. And you know, I think there are two sides of feelings that I have with that. First of all, I feel like I needed to be a better friend and I needed to reach out to them more. Our connection really wasn't there. We weren't really close in our adulthood. We were close as children. And I think that makes me cry because I only know him as a child. I only hear stories about him now about how he was in life. And that makes me really hurt because I don't think I did something wrong. And he in the end of the day could also reach out to me, but that doesn't matter. I could have taken more time to maybe focus on the relationships. And that, therefore, that leads into number two, which is I am trying to focus more on the relationships I have because I know how fragile they are. You know, he did not decide that he was going to die that day. Well, he did. He was a hero. He put his life at risk, but he was going to a music festival, right? He wasn't in harm's way. It wasn't supposed to happen, right? If someone's sick, God forbid, you know, the chances of them dying, there's a chance. Or if someone commits suicide, that's their choice, right? Those are horrific and sad, and any death is sad and tragic. But there was absolutely no way. And that just shows you that life is, first of all, fragile, and second of all, don't take for granted of the people you have in your life. And I think realizing that and then looking back at how people have just left me to dry, I think that exuberated the pain because I'm like, how don't they realize how important it is not only to treat someone with respect, but also value the people in your life? And if they don't value me, that's okay. But then it makes me feel devalued because I value them, right? So I think that's kind of made me feel also a little bit down. I think that, you know, looking at how fragile life is and how fragile friendships can be, you know, kind of made me feel a little bit more pain and made me feel like I needed to talk to you about this. But I think the moral of the story is that people who hurt you are not necessarily bad. You don't know their full intentions. You don't know what they're thinking in their mind. And that's why you need to come up with a positive perspective rather than a negative perspective. But that doesn't mean that they won't hurt you. And that doesn't mean that it's okay to hurt you. And while you can't control other people, you know, that's a fact I talk about throughout this podcast. You can't control other people, but you can control how you respond to how people treat you, and you can control how you treat other people. So first of all, for me, what I've been trying to do is I'm trying to respond better. I'm trying to say to myself, if a date doesn't work out, if a friendship doesn't work out, it's their loss, because I think I'm a great person. I think I have a lot to offer. I'm not perfect, but I think I have a lot to offer. And number two, I don't know what they're going through in life. So maybe they're going through something that I don't know, and I maybe like a hindrance to them, not a positive, and I want to be a positive for them. And two, when we see people treat us poorly, whatever circumstance, don't always think that that's normal, because in the end of the day, you yourself are you. You decide how to treat others. You don't have to listen to other people. You don't have to react to other people by treating other people. Like if someone treats you badly, you don't have to treat someone else badly. You could do the opposite. You could start a positive chain rather than a negative chain. And I think that's something that I've been learning as well, is we need to focus on our reactions, but we also need to focus on our actions when we're dealing with other people. Because life's difficult. I can assure you I probably have a lot more stories in my life. You know, hopefully I'll live a long life with a lot of different people. You know, in the end of the day, it's not easy. It's not easy. But we need to focus, again, on ourselves. On ourselves. We can interact with as many people as we want. We need to be social. We need to care. We need to feel the pain from other people. That's normal. That's what social relationships are. It's not always love and positivity. But we need to realize that the only thing that we are in control in any relationship, and I'm kind of speaking to myself now because this is gold advice that I've heard from podcasters and books, is we need to focus on ourselves. Not in a selfish way, but in a mindful way. In a mindful way. Because our perspective is our perspective. And at the end of the day, every single person you come across has their own perspective. And you can't choose their perspective. But the only perspective you can choose is yourself. So don't forget to choose your perspective. Focus. Focus on yourself above all. Really appreciate you listening to my podcast today. Thank you so much. I apologize. My voice is a little bit congested, or I sound a little bit congested, I guess that's the saying. Been a little bit sick. Hopefully I'll be better on our next podcast, but really appreciate you listening to this. Talk to you guys soon. Be well.